Hello and welcome to another day of the First Steps Daily Devotional. We're so excited that you have started to follow Jesus, and we hope that these devotionals will help you on your way on this amazing adventure that you've participated in. So the truth that we're talking about today is the fact that you are redeemed. See, redeemed means to buy or to pay off, to clear debt by payment, or to buy back. And that's exactly what 1 Peter 1:18 tells us. This is what it says. For you know that it was not with perishable things such as silver or gold that you were redeemed from the empty way of life handed down to you from your ancestors, but with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect. Wow, this is a very encouraging scripture for many reasons, but what it focuses on is the fact that we have been redeemed first and foremost, and we need to make sure to realize we weren't redeemed with perishable things, such as silver or gold. See, if it was with silver or gold or things that you would typically pay off a debt, those things are perishable, so they would go by the wayside, and then our redemption would be questioned. But it wasn't with those things. Instead, it was with the precious blood of Christ, and he was a sacrifice. He was a lamb without blemish or defect. Man, what a great truth to know that we have been redeemed. Luke 1:68 says, "Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, because he has come to his people and redeemed them." Galatians 3:14, "He redeemed us in order that the blessings given to Abraham might come to the Gentiles through Christ Jesus, so that by faith we might receive the promise of the Holy Spirit." And one of the things that jumps out of all of these passages is the fact that they're all past tense. We've been redeemed. It's something that took place when the finished work of the cross was completed. So when Jesus was a sacrifice, as again 1 Peter 1:18 says, a lamb without blemish or defect. We talked about this before, but the sacrifice had to be a perfect sacrifice in the Old Testament. Before Jesus, the way they did it is you would bring a prescribed sacrifice, show it to the priest, and they would check it for any defects or blemishes or anything that was wrong. If it was unacceptable, they would say, hey, we can't take this sacrifice. It's not perfect. Give it back. But if it was acceptable, then they would sacrifice it on your behalf. So it's great to know that this sacrifice that we redeemed, it wasn't with perishable things, but instead, through Christ and the finished work of the cross, he was a lamb without blemish or defect. So we have been purchased back from this empty way of life that was handed down from us. So what were we redeemed from? Let's talk about that briefly. So the first thing, there was no personal relationship with God. We had to go through a priest. There wasn't that personal relationship. There was only a few who would hear from God. We now have great relationship with God, Jesus as the Son and also the Holy Spirit. So what's been redeemed is the relationship that God intended us to have. Remember with Adam and Eve, you know, there was great relationship, and because of sin that took place, they were kicked out of the garden, and so relationship was affected. But God didn't leave us in that way. He made a way so that Jesus would be a sacrifice for the atonement of our sins so that right relationship could be reestablished with him. What great news for us to know. Secondly, what were we redeemed from is a life of condemnation. See, we were left to our sinful ways. The punishment of sin was upon us. And we had to find a way to pay for it. But when Jesus came, we became redeemed. That's why Scripture tells us that in Christ Jesus, there is no condemnation for us. So we don't live condemned anymore. Why? Because Jesus paid the price. We were redeemed from that. So now we get to live life condemnation-free. And just a little side note, I think anytime we feel like God is condemning us, or we feel like maybe God is bringing an accusation against us, we have to see that for what it is, as not true. You know, accusations come from the father of lies, the enemy. He's the accuser of the brethren. That's not Jesus. That's not God. That's not the Holy Spirit. That's the enemy. And so we don't want to receive accusations, and we don't want to receive condemnation, because those things we have been set free from. The third thing that we were redeemed from is life without the Holy Spirit. See, prior to Jesus, the Holy Spirit was occasional if he showed up. But after Jesus, instead, now we're filled with power. He reminds us of the things that Jesus has taught us. And Scripture says that he gave gifts to us, powerful gifts that we can use in our daily lives and to bring glory to God. And so before Jesus, there was life without the Holy Spirit. But now with Jesus, we have the Holy Spirit who lives in us and does these things. And then the last way that we've been redeemed, see, prior, we had life without favor. The favor of God did not rest upon us. But now, through faith in Jesus, we've obtained God's favor. As 2 Corinthians 6:1-2 says, as God's co-workers, we urge you not to receive God's grace in vain. For he says, in the time of my favor, I heard you, and in the day of salvation, I helped you. I tell you, now is the time of God's favor. Now is the day of salvation. Man, what an amazing truth to help us see now, because of what Jesus accomplished on the cross, we have relationship with God. We live a life free from condemnation. We live being guided, empowered, and filled with gifts from the Holy Spirit. And we live in favor through faith in Jesus. Man, such an amazing truth for us to get to grasp. And this really helps us to stand in that place of understanding that we have been redeemed. I hope this encourages you, and I hope you have a great day knowing who you are as one who's been redeemed.